Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our Countdown to Site Village, I'd like to introduce Nicole Russell from Calibre Audio Library. Hiya, Nicole.
Hi, Jo. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Not so bad either.
Good. Do you want to start by telling us what your role within Calibre is and, you know, what Calibre is as well?
Yes, of course. Well, my role is the communications officer for our charity. So my job really is to raise the profile of our charity within, like, local, national, and if possible, international press. But also, of course, very importantly, within the VI community, so people know a little more about our charity. Calibre Audio Library is a audiobook provider for people who are unable to read print. Now, that can be because of sight loss, but it can also be for people who are able to hold a physical book or if they have dyslexia. And in fact, we have about 50% of our 1,000 young Calibre under 16 members who actually have dyslexia. So they can enjoy reading through this different kind of medium, both for educational requirements, but also for leisure reading as well. We've got a large library. We've got about 8,600 books, and we're adding about 60, 65 books every month. They come in 60 different categories, fiction and non-fiction, and all our books are unabridged because we feel that people who aren't able to read a print book should have the same access to literature in the same way that people have who are actually sighted. And we've got lots of different books. We've got, you know, the kind of all the classic fictions, the latest bestsellers, love stories, family stories, but also in the non-fiction, the biographies are really, really popular, travel books and fiction, kind of, you know, non-fiction history books as well. They're very popular too. If people want to access our books, then they're available on USB memory sticks or on MP3 CDs, or via streaming if people have got smartphones or laptops. And people can borrow up to 10 books at a time, a combination of 8 CDs or 4 memory sticks, and of course as many books as they like on streaming. So that in a nutshell is really kind of Calibre Audio Library.
That's brilliant. I don't think I need to ask anything else. What was it? How much is a subscription to Calibre?
Okay. We don't charge an annual subscription. We charge a one-off joining fee. So for adults, that would be £35. Or for under 16s, the young Calibre, that would be £20. But we also offer a free trial membership for people who, you know, not sure if maybe audiobooks are for them. They want to, you know, dip their toe in the water. So that's a 3-month free trial period. And at the end of that, then they can actually decide to join. Some people say, okay, we want a player and a membership. So we can do like a one-stop shop for under £72 for adults or under £57 for children. We also have book groups as well, 80 book groups across the country, and we have group memberships for schools and various other groups, and people can borrow up to 8 books at a time, and the cost of that is £72 a year. So it's something for everybody, really, Jo.
Yeah, certainly is. So the book groups, are they, do people meet in person or are they done over the phone?
The book groups are in person. They're usually in local libraries, although some people meet at home, and we kind of offer a free period for people to trial them. And then the individual book groups can borrow up to 10 titles per year, and that's £75 plus VAT. It's about £15 plus VAT, a copy. And they're very, very popular, not only for, you know, obviously people who like to discuss books, but it's always good for, you know, a cup of tea and a hobnobs and get all the local gossip as well. So it's a social thing as well as a kind of literary thing as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's always good to meet up with friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're at Site Village this year. Are you going to be on the stand at Site Village?
Yes, I will be. Our director, Michael Lewington, will be, and also a fundraising colleague of mine, Terry Squire, will be there as well. And we're looking forward to it. It's one of the big highlights for us during the year.
So what can people expect from Calibre at Site Village?
Well, basically, it's for us, it's, you know, raising awareness of what our charity does. But also, I think, you know, you can hear about, you know, as you do with VI Talk, about maybe certain products or services. But at Site Village, you can actually come along, you can chat to us about your particular needs. We'll also have a selection of players, USB memory stick players, so people can familiarize themselves with those. And maybe there's a particular book that people are looking for, maybe for, you know, perhaps leisure or maybe for education. And we can look through our library to check to see if we've got that book. And of course, we'll have our computer there, so we can demonstrate streaming as well. So that's our kind of main role for Site Village. And it's also good because, you know, We do a lot of events, near 150 events during the year, and it's always good for us to see what else, you know, other people are doing as well. It's, you know, kind of it's a two-way thing really for our charity and the other, both commercial and other charities that attend Site Village.
Yeah. excuse me. When you talk about streaming onto a smartphone and things like that, mm-hmm. is that mm-hmm. done via an app, or how's that?
No,
does that work?
No, it's done basically if you have an internet abled device, so a smartphone or a laptop, or you know, your computer, then you actually just link up to our website, and then the books are played out live to you, a bit like the BBC iPlayer. So that's how it works. We are going to be introducing a download service. We slightly delayed that because we've actually had to prioritise a new library system, which we've put on, which is I think, a better service for our members, our 15,000 or so members. And, you know, people can be a little bit more creative with their reading lists, etc. But download is something that will be offered in the future. Again, for that £35, if you're an adult, you can stream, you'll be able to download, but you'll also be able to listen to your books on memory sticks and CDs. We're very, very flexible.
Lots of choice, something for everybody, depending
absolutely.
On capability. And
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Catalogues, how are they available? How do people search for books?
Okay. If people have access to the internet, either with screen readers or if they have a family member that can help them, then there's a free online catalogue and you can search by author, by title, even synopsis. You know, I don't know about you, Joe, if you're into dinosaurs or something, and you just say you were, you know, wanted books on dinosaurs, then it would throw up all these books on dinosaurs.
Yeah.
If however people don't have that facility, then we have large print category catalogues of all those 60 different categories that we can send out to people. And there's a cost between £2 and £10 for those category catalogues, depending on how many titles. Now, I can tell you that the unexplained phenomena category, which is like UFOs, that's £2 because we don't have so many UFO titles.
No.
But you know, things like general fiction, that's going to cost you a little bit more. So whatever your tastes, we can certainly cater for.
And I did notice that while we were waiting for you to come on the line, that one of your ladies was helping somebody over the phone. So I'm guessing that's always an option as well.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing about it, if people call in, then they will get a human being. They're not going to be, you know, say, a voice saying, you know, press one, press two, press three, and then you're back to the beginning, which is so frustrating. But also, you know, with if you have sight loss, or if you have, you know, like a vast majority of our members who are really quite elderly, over 75 to 80, they need that little bit of extra time and that kind of personal touch, which I think we're very proud of giving our members.
Yeah, that's lovely. So, the all important contact details.
Okay, so it's Calibre Audio Library, and our phone number is 01296 432 339, or you can email us at inquiries@calibre.org.uk, and our website is www.calibre.org.uk.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much for joining me, Nicole. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much indeed for inviting us, and we look forward to seeing you at Sight Village.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.